Broadcasting, broadcasting, broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world, to the world, to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Playbook is Jay-Z. He has his own celebrity playbook. He actually has one fifteenth ownership of the Nets, and we're approaching opening season in September, where he's going to hold a concert. And what do you guys think about the influence of having celebrities basically being their brand and single-handedly turning the organization around, hopefully, fiscally? Edric, what do you think?
Well, it just keeps on making money.
Well, there really isn't that big of a difference between a celebrity doing this and some other guy who happens to own one-fifth of the NFL. I mean, like, they can if they're visionaries, but I don't really see it as too much of a difference.
I mean, why do you think people are going more to? I mean, Usher has ownership. Will Smith has ownership of the 76ers. Other celebrities. Oh, Mark Anthony has ownership of the Dolphins. So does Serena and Venus. So it seems like they're going, I mean, basically they have a given audience already, so they're able, the owners of the organization are able to capture that. Do you think that's their thinking, like it's going to be an instant profit or just easier?
Well, sure there is some profit, but sometimes what if it's just some fan who wants to own part of a team that they love?
It could be that too.
I don't know. I don't think.
There's some people who can't afford to buy
money.
The team, they buy a jersey instead.
I think they do it for more publicity. I think it could be for the publicity.
That too.
Yeah, because these days, it's like industry is so hard because there's so many up and coming, you know? If you have like an extra like basketball team on the side, it's kind of like more like.
The music
industry is broke.
Everyone has
ownership on the side as their side job.
They have to, because the music industry is broke with illegal downloading, and the only way most of these people make money is through concerts. So if you can throw yourself in other investments like NFL that breaks in huge sponsorship, like, you know, Ford and, you know, different automobile companies and food companies, like, get your money's worth. I think that's what they're going for, too.
I mean, I think it's the culmination of everything what you guys said, definitely making that profit. And let me just, it's the NBA for the celebrity playbook, but the NFL preseason right now. But, yeah, definitely marketing. Branding is a huge thing right now. It's always been, but now they have conferences and coaches to help you brand yourself, and that's like the hot topic. And so he certainly, even though he has a one fifteenth ownership of the Nets, he certainly is becoming the face of the New Jersey Nets. And also, I mean, his story is from rags to riches, and that's what they sort of want to epitomize their fans and bring in a different type of fan base.
Mm-hmm.
So another big go on.
No, I was just going to say, like, I don't think people are going to watch the Nets for Jay-Z. Like, I don't think that in every game his face is going to be somewhere and he's going to be singing a song somewhere. I mean, I don't think that it's going to rake in more viewers unless he's physically on the field doing something,
yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, definitely depends on what approach he has to it. I know every now and then, I don't know if it was towards the end of the season or the beginning or both, but I saw, like, Will Smith and his whole family, cause they have ownership. So it just depends on how much they want to get involved. Another big news from this weekend, besides the Olympic Games closing ceremony, in the political games, last Saturday, Governor Mitt Romney names his VP running mate. Do you guys know who it is?
Paul Ryan.
Oh, don't jump out.
John Edwards.
You guys seem so excited. Well, I'm glad we're at the first stage. You guys are aware of who his running mate is. So you guys are knowledgeable. We're getting there. So, Tashin, as you know, election time is getting very, very close. Do you think young adults are actually paying attention now? I mean, we're in August. Even though it does seem close, if you're working on the political side. But at the same time, November 6th is sort of not far away, but it's not right around the corner. Do you think they're paying attention now, or do you think they're going to suddenly get involved in October when all you hear is, you vote, get out the vote, get out the vote?
They will suddenly get involved.
Yeah, I think people will, like kids, young adults will start to get involved really late in the game, only because...
Like usual.
Yeah, they're not aware of everything that's happening. They weren't even aware before.
And it's still summer, you know? Like, everyone's like, I'm not trying to be bothered with that. I'm still trying to get my groove on.
And until people, like, you know, are around people, like school kids.
Yeah. And I'll be honest, this is Drew, by the way. I'll be honest, I'm not even paying that much attention right now to the politics, because right now I'm more about going to college right now, getting back into the swing of college. I mean, I'm going to get involved with it in October and November, but I think for most kids right now, it's about finishing up summer. I mean, it's hard when you're a kid to really focus on this, as a lot of people call it, adult stuff. So.
Right.
But I think it's important that we should try to get involved, only because it's our future that we're talking about, not, you know,
exactly
running right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you guys registered to vote yet?
Yep. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Well, how old are you, Shadman?
16. I'll be 17 in two days, though.
You don't have to worry about anything yet, so you're not guilty.
No, but, yeah, okay, yeah. Maybe I'll convince my
parents. You can get your parents to vote for you.
One way. Yeah, exactly.
Spread the knowledge.
The knowledge. Influence the people who can vote.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Of course, on Teen Station, we always have hot topics that we like to discuss. And today, we are going to discuss a heavy, heavy topic. And as we're speaking about the current events, the influence of technology on education, resources being more readily accessible, the upcoming campaign season, all heavily weigh upon spreading the information, spreading the opinion, and facts alike. So information is being, as you can see, less caged just because of the access that we have today. So when speaking on issues such as freedom of speech, there is a fine line, and that line is, I feel like, consistently moving. Is it freedom of speech? Is it not? Shadman, how would you define, in your own words, freedom of speech, also known as the First Amendment?
I mean, I don't think this is exactly, like, I think it's very complicated. Like, I can't really define it. I think it's more like you can't really tell, because it's, like, every time it's, like, something different. You know what I mean?
Well, I think that's one of the hard things, because we should be able to define it, because then when you have issues such as the Chick-fil-A, then it sort of becomes in a gray area. What were you going to say, Ashley?
Nothing really.
I actually have a pretty strong opinion on freedom of speech. I'm actually one of those people who support, like, freedom of speech. You should be able to say whatever you want, pretty much, except defamation. For example, you shouldn't lie to anyone on a newspaper. For example, there's a good politician, and then you say that he takes bribes or something. Okay, that's something that you should be able to. You should be able to be jailed for. And, however, I don't really think that freedom of speech should be limited as much as it is, because who's going to limit freedom of speech? And what if you don't agree with what that person thinks? For example, if it's like in China, the communists, they limit freedom of speech. So basically, they don't let you say anything that's against them. And here, sure, you have a different dominating ideology, but then there has to be some room for disagreement.
So what's your line? I don't understand. Like, that didn't come together for me. Like, what are you saying about freedom?
What I'm saying is that you have to be careful who's in charge of freedom of speech.
Okay.
true. And do you have anything to add to that freedom of speech?
Well, was that to me?
True, yeah.
Yeah. I find that we all still have the same freedom of speech that we wrote down as the First Amendment. I think we all can say what we want. It's not that we're being limited of a freedom of speech. It's just that now it's being judged by the media, which is out of control now.
But we
have articles being written on every word we say. So it's not that we're being limited. It's just that we're being judged. And when we feel judged, you know, we kind of like crawl into our shells and really hide, which makes us feel limited.
Yeah. Ashley, what would you consider the breaking point to where there is no longer freedom of speech and it begins to push the envelope and it's becoming unconstitutional?
I think that when that line is drawn with freedom of speech, are you talking about towards the person who is actually saying what they have to say or the people who respond to what they have to say?
The person that's saying, that's expressing their views. And they'll say,
my
well,
whole thing is if you are harming me by what you're saying, then that might be a lie. Like, if you're going to call me a B or whatever, like, that's, you're stupid. But if you're, like, literally saying you are, because you are this way, you don't deserve to live, and all people like you should go somewhere and die, like things that are very, very heavy like that, that is a very serious line. Because people like that, they gain an audience. Yeah, I agree with him. Yeah, people like that should die. And words like that incite hatred and incite action. Words that incite harmful action are what bother me. If you're just stating your opinion, however, and it's not something that you're trying to incite a type of action from people or a group of people, then I don't think it's that harmful. But that's just my opinion.
But then the question is, what exactly incites action? For example, if you guys want to get a bunch of people to protest, that's inciting action. You guys understand?
I said harmful action.
Yeah, and then it's some people say that certain types of protests is harmful. For example, some people support abortion, and some people are going to say, yeah, that's harmful against babies, you know? And then
they're not babies, though. That's an ignorant person. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry?
They're not babies yet. No one's saying, oh, we're killing babies.
Yeah,
don't get me started on abortion. I'm
sorry. You didn't get to decide that. You vote for people who decide that, but you don't even know what they're going to do.
Yeah, I think a breaking point is when like people start making rumors and start lying, and when they gain that audience that believes that those rumors and like those lies, that's when people start to do the wrong thing and act violently against others. I think that's wrong.
Yeah. So can it be agreed upon that the First Amendment protects you from government action suppressing your right to free speech? But it does not protect you from, just as you're talking, Ashley, private individuals' negative reaction to your speech.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So which brings
right.
us to your
can't control people.
Pardon?
I said that's absolutely right. You can't control how
people
respond.
Mm-hmm. And specifically in the case with Dan, the CEO, Dan Caffey, he obviously made a controversial statement opposing same-sex marriage, which definitely sparked national debate everywhere. I'm not sure if he expected it or knew that it was going to happen, but he's a pretty smart businessman, so I feel like he knew what he was getting into. And as you can, if this happened, I believe, at the end of last month, massive groups of conservatives came out to the restaurant. Also protesters for gay rights. They had one location held a kiss-in for gay rights. Is this issue an issue of freedom of speech or equal rights and human rights or both? What do you think, Tashin? What do you think? Is it
a
freedom
right
issue, freedom of speech issue, or equal rights and human rights?
I think it's all of them.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I don't.
I actually don't think that Chick-fil-A should be an issue at all, because
it's not
something that the LGBT community should waste their time on. I actually work with a gay rights organization. I'm not going to say which one, but we actually spent a certain amount of time on them, and a lot of us at the end of the day agreed that we spent way too much time on them. And we do agree that they have the right to freedom of speech, and some of us do believe that cities shouldn't ban them for opening up or serving people in their towns or whatever. But I definitely think that people should know where their money is going, because during Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day, where their sales spiked and basically they ran out of chicken, a lot of those conservative supporters, some of them are actually LGBT friendly, even though they're against gay marriage. However, they are they support Chick-fil-A because they see that as a violation of human rights, what everyone's doing to them and everything. And those people have to know where the money is going, because Chick-fil-A supports organizations that sponsor therapies they're not called Pray the Gay Away, but that's pretty much what they are. They believe in conversion therapy or whatever that in their minds could turn a person who's not straight. And that's dangerous because it represses their feelings. They don't know what's troubling them. Most doctors would
I have a question. Can I ask a question, Edric? Okay,
sure.
So you say conversion therapy, right?
Yep.
So are these people plucking gay people out the street and throwing them in a van? Or are
these gay people coming and saying,
I think I need to be reverted, because there's a difference?
No, they're giving these organizations money.
No, I'm not talking about Chick-fil-A. I'm talking about who they're sponsoring. About the actual charity that they're sponsoring.
Oh, it's sometimes it's the people who voluntarily go. Sometimes it's the parents who force the kids to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And before you support Chick-fil-A, you have to know that that's what they do. You know, yeah, sure, you
that's
can
tiring,
defend their...
man. That's tiring.
What
you have
time?
To go, like, let me go research Burger King and their charities. Let me go research McDonald's and their charities. Before you know it, I'm just going to keep all my money and just not eat because everything supports one thing I don't agree with. You know what I mean? That's
So
what is the solution? Does it pay to be ignorant, or shouldn't you want to research what you're getting and have the knowledge in it?
I think that you should definitely research what you're getting, because after all, Chick-fil-A and any other business can only offer you a product, and that's why you shouldn't be afraid of businesses. All they can do is offer you a product, and you can either choose to buy it or not to buy it. And in this case, Chick-fil-A is offering you a chicken sandwich, and they're going to take some of your money and they're going to give it to these organizations that support conversion therapy. And then you should definitely know what you're getting and what you're giving your money to. However, I don't think the problem is with businesses. The problem is with the government. So that's why we spent way too much time with Chick-fil-A. We shouldn't worry about businesses. We should only worry about the government, where they have the power to stop conversion therapy, make it illegal. They also have the power to ban gay marriage. So then that's why we should focus on the government. They have all the power.
Yeah, but a lot of the money from Chick-fil-A could be going towards government to support the conversion methods, to have these politicians vote down any type of gay marriage rights.
Exactly.
You know? So, I mean, the money is not only going towards the conversion. It's not only going towards that. But if you were to go towards the government is also in part controlled by the Chick-fil-A's and these major corporations. So it's a mix of both, really, where it's a rock and a hard place, really.
Exactly. So if you do focus on the government, that's where lobbying comes in. You know, the HRC does that all the time.
Right.
So, yeah, don't focus
there
on businesses, focus on the government.
There should just be a form of education with your, like, honestly, I'm going to sit here and study my people would rather study Chick-fil-A before they study their congressman that's going up for the primary on the 13th of September. I think it's ridiculous, honestly. Like, I'd rather study the people who are going up for primaries and who are going up for president than study Chick-fil-A. I'm personally going there for a chicken sandwich. I like the sandwich. It fills me up. It's tasty. What they do with that money is none of, to me, personally, I mean, like, yes, it is my business because I paid, but what if they donate other things to good things? Like, they have a scholarship program for their workers also. I'm going to boycott Chick-fil-A because I don't agree with one charity that they donate to. What if they donate to other good things? What is
that? Well, that actually comes to my next thing I'm going to ask you is their young employees, which is why we like to connect everything to what it has to do with you guys. They have, like what you just said, Ashley, a college scholarship program. And people who actually, I guess this was from a poll, the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life. They said that 63% of the millennials believe that gay and lesbians should be allowed to marry legally. And these are employees, young employees that work at Chick-fil-A. And the Gallup poll said that 71% amongst the 18 to 29-year-olds support gay marriage as well. So they also, like, not only externally but internally, they have those young employees who they're hiring, who they're recruiting, who believe have opposing views. So, like you're saying, there's all these different factors that are coming in, the program that they're sponsoring, this scholarship, that are to one extreme to the other. So how are you able to continue, Sashin, knowing all of that, that they're involved with the scholarship, but then they're also involved in this brainwashing and changing them. How do they conflict?
Tazine, where are you?
I'm here. Well, I think that despite the people, the money that they make goes to a company called Exodus, and obviously if Exodus is trying to tear down gay, lesbian rights and stuff like that, it's just going to bring them more trouble. So I believe that if they don't want to go through that trouble, then they have the right to make their own decision on whether to buy the food or not.
Ashley?
I'm so sorry. Could you just rephrase that question again?
I'm just saying that there's all these different conflicts that are basically within one integral, like within one organization. They're giving money, but then also they're giving money to a location where most people would not adhere to. But then they also have, it's a private organization. It's not with the government, but then they might be working with the government. So all these things that are conflicting. But my point is that your focus, obviously, is how it's influencing the young adults, the young employees within that organization, being an employee there. So how is it, how do you think should they just not work there and just not get?
Of course they should work there. They need the money. No,
yeah,
I don't think the problem is not working there. I think, first of all, I think that they probably didn't even know that the money was going to these conversion therapies. I'm sure they were only told about the scholarship program because I'm sure a company is not going to blast a sort of taboo charity to their workers. But I'm sure if they did find out, the ball is in their court. It's up to you to work for a company that does stuff like that and do and help them get revenue. Or you can leave and find someplace else that has morals that fit more to your standards. I think an employee, in my opinion, has a little bit more of a way to be like, do I really want to work for an organization like this? As opposed to a consumer who's hungry and really just wants a sandwich. Like, am I really going to sit there and, if Chick-fil-A is the only food place in 20 miles, I'm not going to eat there because of the conversion therapy charity? No.
It's all personal preference, really.
Yeah,
how you want to go about things. And you got to agree to disagree that other people are going to have other opinions on whether they'll eat there because where their money is going to.
and they have their own rights to. The big companies have their own money.
Can we get on the topic of what the guy, I don't think we really let the audience know what the guy actually said, like his actual verbatim quote. You know, I don't think we got that. I don't think
it's there. And again, it really doesn't matter what he said. It's his actions that matter the most in this case. And his actions say that he does not support the existence of gay people on this planet.
That is not what that man said.
No, that's not what he said, but that's what his actions translate to.
His statement was just opposing same-sex marriages.
That's not what he said. That's not what he said, but that's what his actions translate to. Like, just look at the charities, just look at the organizations that he donates to. Like, those organizations they claim to turn non-straight people into straight people. So then if he supports that, then that means that he's against the existence of gays.
I don't know if it's that
Batman, what do you mean? But he's not actually saying all that.
That's what his actions say. That's what his actions say. For example,
I don't think it really matters. I think it's just like someone's opinion, whatever. Like I feel like we shouldn't even pay attention to it.
Yeah, there really is no problem here at all. It's just whatever anyone feels. Like, if I ever see a Chick-fil-A, if I ever go eat there, I'm still going to eat there. If I was strongly opposed to the way they're spending their money, then maybe I wouldn't eat there. But really, I'm fine with just eating it. It's a restaurant. I'm going to go eat there. It's meant to be eaten, not to really go into gay rights and all that.
And they don't only make their money from consumption. There's sponsorship that's also involved and other things that generate money for Chick-fil-A. I mean, a portion of my, let's say, $1.50 might go to it, but I don't support that, in essence. I mean, I think it comes down to, yes, you have preferences, yes, we've established that. I think it comes down to what you as a human being support and where that line is. I mean, if every cent of what I give for them goes to something that I don't agree with, then maybe that would change my opinion, but I'm really sure that my dollar really isn't going as far as we're making it seem like it does. That's just how I feel.
And I completely support gay rights, but I believe that gay people, I mean, if gay lesbians, they have the right to protest and they have the right to express their opinions, so should the company Chick-fil-A, because it's
all fair.
But
then they have no right to ban Chick-fil-A from any city, that I agree with.
That was ridiculous.
So that has nothing to do with the government. That's
as you guys requested, you wanted the actual quote, because we like facts here on our show, right?
Mm-hmm.
We are very much supportive of the family, the biblical definition of the family unit. We are a family-owned business, the family-led business, and we are married to our first wives. We give God thanks for that.
You're really only talking about marriage. Yeah, so it's actually not that bad, but his actions still say, you know, I want to turn gays into straight people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say that. Oh, God.
Well, of course, we want to thank Lake Radio Rainbow Soul for allowing us to come on air on Thursdays, 8 o'clock. Just talking about tolerance and intolerance, as we are approaching a world where tolerance is essential, the world is revolving on influences. We talked about Jay-Z ownership and just having that presence. The cultures that are being brought into the nation from other cultures, identity, orientation, and values. When discussing the issues of religion and human rights, do you think that you is going to go? Someone? Can you hear the background noise? Thank you. Just like I was saying, all those new influences of celebrities, the new cultures coming in, identity, orientation, and values. So when discussing specifically issues on religion and human rights, how do you think that's going to change, transcend? How do you think it's going to alter, like, throughout the next few years? Ashley.
I think this generation that we're in is much more open-minded than the past, but I think that that's just the way the cookie crumbles. We are in an evolutionary society. There's going to be a time, God forbid, by the way, that maybe polygamy is the new normal. I know that sounds crazy, but let's just get creative here. And then we're that generation that's closed-minded because that was not the norm when we were young. You know what I mean? I mean, we have to realize that we are only as open-minded as we know to be at this time. But there will be a time where we're the closed-minded people. There's only two ways to go about it. I think either, you know, you're stuck in what you knew and what you believe is right, or you grow as society grows. And I feel like as you get older, it's a little bit harder to grow with society. But I think where we are right now, as young people and the people who are leading us into the future, I think we're open-minded enough about the pressing issues. Like, we support gay rights, which is the civil rights issue of our time. And I think with that said, we are the building blocks for the next generation who want to make changes in things that they don't feel are, you know, right.
Yeah,
so,
we're tomorrow's conservatives.
You are tomorrow's conservatives.
Everyone
we really are.
And can everyone go around and get in the last word? Drew?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I think everything's cyclic. I think you're going to have a period where people want to change things. We had it back in the past. We had a period of downturn where we were just content with everything. We had the market really doing well. Now that everything's really, you know, coming down, we had the crash in 2008. We kind of want to change things. You know, you got to keep updated. Just like you update your computer, we got to update with
society.
And
I
think, and now especially with internet and everything, I think things get around more quickly, and we really can share our opinions and show our freedom of speech and express that, and really, I don't know, things will change a lot quicker.
Yeah.
True. Sadman?
Yeah, I think it's going to be extremely hard. Like, it's extremely hard going up in society, and it's just, I feel like society's just going so fast right now, and, like, everything's just changing. So I think it's definitely going to keep on going forward and, like, changing even more.
Shane?
Yeah, I agree with what everyone said. You can't be stuck in yesterday if you're living in today. It's kind of hard.
Bring the word to the wise. And Edric?
I support polygamy.
Oh, my
God.
I do.
That's Edric's closing word.
That's a different topic. I was just throwing that out there, man. Lord.
That's Edric's closing words for the evening, and on that note, we definitely had a very interesting topic tonight, and this type of debate can be endless. So please do follow us on Twitter. Any of you guys want to say your Twitter so our audience can follow them, follow you?
Of course. You can follow Ashley on Twitter at Thy Name Is Ashley, which is T-H-Y, name is an Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y. Thank you.
And also,
all right, bye everyone.
You can follow, or you can get all the information on our Teen Station Twitter as well. I'm sorry, Tashine, what were you saying?
Oh, I was going to say follow me too at Tashine Machine. Tashine Machine at Twitter.
T E A H S E E N Machine. All right.
On mine too. At ShaddyIce820.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
Follow my Tumblr. No.
What's your Tumblr?
No, don't follow my Tumblr.
So please stay tuned to our next show as we approach the election season.
Yes.
What can you do to go through your own personal training? The football players have their preseason. How can you guys go through your preseason for candidates? And here on our Teen Station program, we are going to have our candidates, the teen co-host, so each one of us, each one of you guys is going to express your platform, as you will, and we're going to vote for you guys. So have a great evening, and Teen Station, here it is, 8 o'clock every Thursday. Any closing words? You want to say goodbye?
good.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Sweet dreams.
Thank you, of course, for listening to Teen Station here on Blake Radio, so where you can engage the perspective of all, the opinion of many, our untapped truth. So what do you have to say? Have a good night, everyone.
Think about
good
that.
Night.
Weird.
You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best in me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.